Welcome to the Natural Professionals Mastering Your 21st Century Workflow series. I'm Sean Tuttle. Our mini lesson today is on collecting throughout the week, collecting the to-dos and those random thoughts throughout the week. As I've said again and again, and hopefully it's starting to really set in, that the goal of all of this is to clear your mind, to free it up for more interesting ideas and more creative ideas, and to give yourself that real freedom when you're not working. You don't have things popping up into your mind looking for attention. You're going through this wrap session every Monday morning. So what about all of the things that pop up over the course of the week? If you're working on something else, you want your system to be able to capture quickly so that you can continue doing what you're doing with minimal interruption. You want to have a system that's reliable, which reassures your mind that the info won't be lost. So if you jot it down, just because you jot it down somewhere, like on a napkin at a cafe, if you never look at that again, you're not giving your mind that peace of mind that that brilliant thought wasn't captured. So you need it to be reliable. And you also want it to be easy and convenient. Easy and convenient to capture whatever you need to capture. So again, minimal interruption. There are a lot of different ways to do this, and so please think about what would be easiest for you. So I know some people, for example, who carry around an audio recorder and they jot things down. Then you have to go back and listen to it. You can send emails to yourself. If texting or emailing is really easy for you, that might be a way to capture a thought, send it to yourself to be included into your system at a later time. It could also be a phone call to yourself, leaving a message on voicemail, for example. This is good if there's no way to write something down, but it does take a little bit longer to retrieve that information. You have to listen to that again. Maybe you carry around a journal or a notebook, and just any random thoughts just go straight in there. That's what I do. I always have my pen and paper with me, so it's always in this contained notebook. Then if for when you're on your computer doing other types of work, there are the programs that we've been talking about that you're probably using have different features. For example, if you're using Things, no matter if the program is actually open, no matter where you are on your computer, no matter what program you're in, hitting Control Opt Spacebar pops up a window, a little window to capture a to-do. And then as soon as you hit OK, it disappears again. So like I said, that minimal interruption to what you're doing. Or if you're using an online program like Remember the Milk or Toodle-Do, most of those have a way that you can email to your account into your inbox. So you don't even need to open up the program to send a to-do to it. You're working on something, you email yourself, you're going back to what you're doing. Minimal interruption. So learn about your program. Learn about the shortcuts to get information into that capturing system, into your inbox, without a big hassle. Just a couple best practices. If you're doing something written, like in a notebook, put some symbol by it indicating that this is something to be transferred into your system. So I put a circle in front, a nice big circle in front of the item. Then once I transfer it into my system, I check it off so that it's really easy for me to visually scan through all of those papers, all those pages from the past week, and look for the ones that need to be transferred into my system. If you're doing the audio type, either through voicemail, or even if you're doing the email one where you send yourself an email, as soon as you transfer it to your system, delete it. Because if you listen to it three or four times, you've kind of lost the purpose of it being easy and convenient. You don't want to have to listen to it three times. Listen to it, record it in your system, delete it. And then make sure that you are consistent, because that makes it easy. That gives your mind that peace of mind that this is a reliable way to capture information. And then it also reminds you that this is a place that needs to be checked when you're doing your mind dumping. So think through what you think will be the best method for you, then stick with it as best you can. So you're doing a great job getting all this information out of your head on Monday morning. So now let's extend it throughout the rest of the week. How are you making your life easier throughout the week by getting these little to-dos out of your head? Get more free Mastering Your 21st Century Workflow lessons when you sign up for the New Way of Working updates at naturalprofessional.com. Enter your email in the sidebar where it says New Wow Updates. I'm Sean Tuttle, signing off with a reminder that the era of struggle is